With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Congressman Ryan Zinke's announcement Tuesday that he's considering running for Speaker of the U.S. House caught just about everyone by surprise, so don't feel too out of the loop if you didn't see it coming.
No, it doesn't make you politically naive. I certainly didn't expect Congressman Zinke to make this announcement. And I study Congress.
That's Montana State University political scientist David Parker, who says just about everyone was blindsided by Zinke's announcement. Zinke says Speaker John Boehner's resignation, Representative Kevin McCarthy's withdrawal as his replacement, and Paul Ryan's hesitancy to fill the void has led to a crisis of leadership in Congress. Zinke, a former Navy SEAL, says Americans are tired of the status quo and want a competent, talented leader.
And in my background, I've led some of the finest teams this nation has ever put together. And it is about teamwork and leadership, getting an enormously talented body moving in one direction.
MSU political scientist David Parker doesn't think Zinke's potential bid makes much sense.
The best experience I have, according to Patrick Henry, is the lamp of experience. And frankly, that lamp tells me that the chances are extraordinarily slim. I can't say no chance. I do think Ryan Zinke has some leadership qualities. But look, the speaker is about understanding the institution, understanding the rules, raising lots of money for the party. I just don't see optically how this makes any sense for him or why the House would go in this direction.
Zinke is a congressional freshman who hasn't finished his first term, but the Republican doesn't see this as a problem.
There's been speakers in the past that have been freshmen, and I don't think the resume necessarily should be built upon status quo or establishment or an agenda. I think the resume should be built on the ability to lead.
There have been freshman speakers of the U.S. House, but as David Parker notes, that was a long time ago.
You'd have to go back to the 1800s to when you had a freshman become a Speaker of the House. The House was completely different back then. It was a really new institution. You had high levels of turnover. Very few people stayed in Washington. But really, going into the 20th century, it would be unprecedented. In fact, it would be unprecedented from the late 1800s on.
Zinke says he's been encouraged to make a run for the speaker's chair by congressional colleagues, constituents, and veterans.
I've been encouraged by people in and out of the state to consider it. And So I am considering it. But I've never retreated from any battle. And I'm not going to retreat from this battle, but I want to see whether Paul Ryan declares, and I would support Paul Ryan, as I think the strong majority of the caucus would.
If Ryan doesn't run for the speaker, at least 12 other House Republicans are reportedly interested in entering the race, including Representative Pete Sessions of Texas. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.